Here's a thought I'll title, Processing the Goldilocks Way. Every art medium, I suppose, has its own strengths and weaknesses. And one of the greatest strengths of photography in terms of processing and the various steps that we go through to finish an image is our ability to push the envelope a little farther than we really should and then back up a little bit. In the analog darkroom, that was a little more complicated because dodging and burning and things like that weren't controlled perfectly, but close enough. I would often, for example, use a higher contrast paper only to find out that that much contrast was too much, so I'd have to back off a half a grade or a full grade in order to get the right contrast. Digital processing is a whole lot easier. When we push the boundaries on any of the processing steps, there's always Control-Z that comes to our rescue, which opens up an idea I call processing the Goldilocks way. Simply said, I never know if I've gone far enough until I go too far and then come back just a little bit. Interestingly enough, the engineers at Lightroom, which is where I do most of my processing these days, have figured that out because very many of the processing steps, once implemented, can be adjusted with a simple slider that can either diminish or strengthen the particular effect that you've applied. You don't even have to go back and reapply the technique. You can just control how much of the technique you're applying. And I literally apply this Goldilocks strategy of going too far and then stepping back with every step of processing, from sharpening to color balance to contrast and clarity, because I never know beforehand when a processing step is going to require pushing to an extreme or restraint to the extremes, which, quite honestly, I just love. And that is the ability to see instantaneously the results of my processing decisions. It's one thing to be able to make a correction to a processing step days or months down the road, which was often the case with analog photography. But with digital photography, I can see it instantaneously. I first got on to how powerful that was in terms of photography, not when I started using digital cameras, but instead when I started using Polaroid materials in the field. I had a custom-made Polaroid back created for my 2.25, 3.25 Arca Swiss view camera, which allowed me to use Polaroid positive-negative film with that camera using this custom-made, custom-machined back that I had had someone make for me. And the minute I started shooting Polaroids in the field and having that instantaneous feedback, it literally was the most radical change in my photography that had taken place to that point. And after all these decades in photography, I still look at that moment as one of the turning points in my photographic life. Having instantaneous feedback, being able to push things a little farther than I probably should, allowed me to zero in a little less, a little more, a little less, a little more, until I had it just exactly right. With those Polaroid materials, I could play around with shutter speed, for example, add a little time, reduce a little time, and get that moving water, for example, to be exactly right. And of course now, not using Polaroid materials, but the LCD screen on the back of our camera, we essentially have that same sort of feedback, except for processing, which happens back at home on the computer, where it's easy enough to just, again, to push it too far and then pull back just a little bit. The other thing that's fascinating to me in watching what happens when I do that technique is that there's a lot of times when I push it a little bit, that is to say, add more clarity, add more contrast, whatever the case may be, and then realize, no, actually, I don't need to push it at all. So I just zero that processing step back out, but now I know I'm not guessing anymore about whether or not I should add clarity or not. I can see it instantaneously, adjust how much or whether I use it or not. And that, to me, is one of the greatest attributes of photography, is that it's so easy for us to push it and then modify. And that's really difficult to do in any other art medium that you think of. You can do it, I suppose, with painting, but it's a whole lot more difficult to undo when you add too much blue to your painting. In so many media, once you've gone too far, it's so hard to come back. Of course, with a novel or if you're playing a musical instrument, as long as you're not done, as long as you're in the process of writing the music or writing the novel, you can always do the same sort of thing. But in photography, wow, Control Z, it's the most mind-boggling tool we have in our toolbox.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.